Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to break down a topic that I talk about time and time again. I always tell you, don't listen to what comes out of their mouth. Watch their pattern of behavior. So I'm going to talk about patterns of behavior, okay? Because you can't go by what somebody says because people lie all the time. You've got to go by their actions and their patterns. And narcissists have a lot of common patterns. Like, we know about the love bombing stage. This is usually the first 3 months of the relationship where they're coming on strong. They're calling you all the time. They're consistent. They got you on the phone for hours. Then the devalue stage where they put you down. This usually happens in the 3 to 6 month mark. They start to find things they don't like about you, or they get bored with you, or you're not meeting their needs, or they're getting comfortable with you, so now they feel they can devalue you. But there's always patterns. People always repeat a lot of things of what they've done in the past. So the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. So the way you're going to know that is, in other words, is this person reliable? A lot of times, narcissists are reliable in the beginning because they're the exact opposite of what they are. In other words, when they tell you they're going to call, they call. When they tell you they're going to meet up with you, they're going to meet up with you. And then when they get comfortable with you, they start to not care, or they run hot and cold. So when you start to see that hot and cold in somebody, you've got to say to yourself, this person, something's not right with them, okay? Because they're telling you one thing and they're doing another. And a lot of people, they get confused because the narcissist is telling them things like they love them, they care about them, they want a relationship with them. But then they're showing them actions of, you know, they could care less whether they see them, they're not calling them anymore, they're starting to be indifferent to them. The minute that you see the narcissist start to act indifferent is the minute that you know that the relationship is pretty much crumbling, okay? They don't care. And that's their true character, is what you see at the end of the relationship, not the beginning of the relationship. But not only should you look at the patterns in your relationship with the narcissist, but you want to look at the patterns of their prior relationships. How did their prior relationships end? Okay. Did they break up with the person, or did the person break up with them? And this is really hard to get the truth out of them, because a lot of times they're going to lie and they're going to say things like, oh, my ex was a cheater. Meanwhile, they were the cheater a lot of times. Or they're going to say things like, oh, we just grew apart. But the more comfortable you get with the narcissist, the more they're going to let their guard down and they're going to make little comments, and you're going to have to, you know, weed through what they tell you. Now, somebody said to me, well, how can you tell what a narcissist's background is if they always lie to you? Because with some lies, there's always a little bit of truth. And it's up to you to kind of figure out and piece it together. What's truth? What makes sense and what doesn't? And how does it relate to your relationship? How they act with you? Because you're going to see the same types of behavior. How they treated their exes is how they're going to treat you eventually, okay? Not in the beginning, but towards the end, okay? And it depends also on you, you know, how strong your boundaries are or how much you fight the narcissist on things. The more resistant you are to the narcissist, the more the narcissist is going to be wicked with it, or they're going to dismiss you like a covert narcissist and give you the cold shoulder, or not validate you, or not show you affection. So there's always these patterns with the narcissist. And we know that narcissists, they always project onto other people who they are. So when you have an argument with a narcissist, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to call you crazy when they're the ones who are trying to act. They're the ones who are crazy. Or they're going to say things like, you don't know what you're talking about. All of this is deflection. They deflect because they don't want to take accountability and they don't want to face shame. Okay? So this is another pattern to watch out for when somebody flips the blame on you, when you ask them a question and then all of a sudden they're attacking you or they're attacking your character and saying like, you know, you're unstable, you need therapy or something like that. That is deflection. Notice the pattern of behavior. They're deflecting, okay, off taking accountability. The other thing you want to watch with patterns, okay, you guys, is you want to see how this person lives, okay? Now, narcissists, they always play the innocent one, okay, in the beginning. They're the home buddy. They don't go out. You know, they portray the exact opposite of who they are when they could be night owls. They're out, you know, they're telling you they're going to bed and they're going out to meet another supply, or they do it in the early hours of the morning and tell you they're still sleeping. So you want to watch their pattern of behavior. When they call you, what are they talking about? Okay. You know, you have to listen to what comes out of their mouth as well, because, you know, you'll know where their head is at. What are they talking about? So if they have a pattern of behavior where they say something like, well, you know, I used to be a cheater, but I'm not a cheater anymore. You know, I'm grown now. Okay. 9 times out of 10, guess what? They're still a cheater because that's their basic character. It has nothing to do with age. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. They say, I don't understand this. They're like in their late 40s and they're still playing games. Well, that's because they have a child's mindset. Narcissists, everything with a narcissist is games. They're not transparent people, so they play head games all the time, okay? And it doesn't matter whether they're 20 years old or they're 60 years old, they still play games. So when you start to see these games, this is a red flag, okay? And the pattern of behavior, understand this, whatever behaviors you saw in the beginning, that is the tip of the iceberg of something worse later on. And I did a reel on this where I talked about whatever problems you have with your partner before you marry them, it's going to be tenfold deeper and greater after you marry the person, because now they know they've got you. They're just showing you the surface, okay? So all those little things that you fight about, maybe you fight about their family, maybe you fight about money, maybe you fight about sex, and you have your little arguments. Once you marry that person, that thing explodes, okay? Then, you know, all gloves are off and you're really going to get into it and you're really going to see that it's bigger than it was when you were dating. That's why it's so important to be with somebody who could resolve conflict, because little issues become big issues. So the thing is, a narcissist also doesn't want to talk about certain things where they have to take accountability and face shame. So they'll say something like, let's just sweep it under the rug, or let's just move on from here. This is what covert narcissists do all the time, because they don't want to own up and take accountability. They want to just, they say something like, well, let's start fresh. But the problem with that is if you don't resolve the conflict, it's going to come up again and it's going to eat away at you again. And the narcissist never, you know, took the accountability or ownership for whatever they did. And they feel they could do it again because there's no consequences. And this is where boundaries come into play, where you let them know, this is what I expect. And if it, you know, if you don't follow my boundaries or you don't respect my boundaries, you know, I'm not going to be here. I am not going to be in this relationship. So many people have boundaries with no consequences. They sit there and they talk a good game and they say, oh, you know, I'm not going to accept you staying out late. I'm not going to accept you not returning my texts. And meanwhile, the narcissist does it and they're still there. There's no consequences. Okay. So look at this pattern of behavior and look at this pattern of behavior when it comes to boundaries. Are they respecting your boundaries? Because if they're not respecting your boundaries in the beginning, they're not going to respect it the more you let it go. They're going to keep pushing the goalpost so that they can, you know, get over on you more and more and more, okay? The other thing, when we talk about pattern of behavior with narcissists, narcissists are all about control. And they're going to try to control as much as they can with who's ever around them. They're going to control things in the house, how clean the house is. They're going to control who your friends are. So watch their pattern of behavior, what they bring up to you. When they say something like, well, you don't need those friends, they're not in your corner. This is just the beginning of the pattern of control that will continue, because first they're going to try to control your friends, and next they're going to try to control your family if they don't like your family or they feel your family's too much in your business or too much of a support for you, because a narcissist doesn't want you to have a support system. Because this way you're codependent on them and they have more control over you, okay? So you want to look at the pattern of behavior of control of that narcissist. Do they need constant control of everything? Do they need to always be the one driving the car? Do they need to always be the one deciding what restaurant you go to or what you do for the weekend? Do they need to be the one to tell you what to do with the kids all the time? Oh, don't do that with the kids. Do this with the kids. So look at their pattern of behavior. Also, when we talk about patterns of behavior, look at how often they criticize you, okay? It starts off small in the beginning, and it gets progressively worse as it goes on. In other words, they may in the beginning, they may just say, you know, oh, you know, you're a loser or something like that. And then the more you accept that or you don't check them, they're going to start, you know, calling you a bitch, and then it progresses down the line, okay? So you want to see how they treat you, and you want to see also how they treat other people, okay? Because a lot of times when you watch that pattern of behavior, how they treat other people is how they're going to treat you. How do they treat the waiter in the restaurant when things don't go right? Are they understanding about it, or do they snap out, okay? Because that's how they're going to treat you when things don't go right with the situation that you have with them. They're going to snap out. So you have to watch all these things. What is their pattern of behavior when they don't get their way? Do they give you the silent treatment and try to punish you? Do they not let you finish a sentence and respect you? You look at their pattern of behavior with regard to respect. Do they respect what you have to say? Do they sit down and listen to you? And you know, validate you by, you know, commenting on what you say, or they just sit there like a stone and they're there in body only. So, you know, this is very important. Not only that, you want to see where they grew up and who they were around and what they learned, okay? If they have, you know, childhood behaviors that they learned. In other words, let's say their family was the quiet, silent, deadly type, okay? Maybe they're the quiet, silent, deadly type because this is what they grew up around. What was the pattern of their childhood, you know, in their homes that they grew up with? How were they treated by their family? Because that will be how they will treat other people a lot of times unless they're self-aware and they realize that that is toxic behavior, okay? So the pattern of behavior, notice if they keep coming up with the same excuses. Oh, I'm always going to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. That is a red flag. They could be seeing other supply. What is the pattern of behavior? Are they always calling you on a Sunday night after the weekend? That tells you that they could have been busy with somebody else over the weekend or that they had somebody, okay? Now, narcissists will try to confuse you with their pattern of behavior by being nice to you at times or being reliable at times, but the minute that you see the inconsistency, in other words, in what they're saying and what they're doing, you see inconsistencies in their story, is the minute that you know you're dealing with a shady narc, okay? Because it should all make sense. And when it doesn't make sense, you're dealing with a shady person. It's like when you deal with a gaslighter. Every time you sit down with this person and you bring up a sensitive topic, are they gaslighting you? Is that how they deal with it? Is that their pattern of behavior where they gaslight you and tell you, I don't remember. I don't remember. They give you the dumb routine. So what you want to do is you want to know this person inside out. How do they deal with things that are difficult? Are they able to swing with things? Okay. A narcissist generally is not able to swing when things don't go their way. Okay. They're going to be either loud and boisterous about it and criticizing, you know, you or whoever else, or they're going to go radio silent. Okay. So studying those behaviors, what type of person do you have? Are they transparent? Are they able to open up? Okay. And another way they fool you is, especially with covert narcissists, they show you periods of fake empathy. Go listen to my podcast on fake empathy with a covert narcissist. They pretend to be in your corner, but what I tell you is they may, you know, tell you all this, but then when push comes to shove, they disappear or they make excuses. So that is their pattern of behavior. You cannot rely on that narcissist. You cannot depend on that narcissist. When you get sick, you can't rely on that narcissist. So the way you're going to really know, okay, somebody's pattern of behavior, if it's, you know, if it's real or if it's not, is when the chips are down. That's when you really see who's got you and who doesn't. And that's I'm telling you, that's the best way to know whether you're dealing with a narcissist is when things are not going well for you and you lean on that narcissist, whether that narcissist is going to be there for you or that narcissist is just going to disappear or pretend to be empathetic and then disappear and they're going to not be there for you whatsoever or they're going to show you no empathy whatsoever, okay? So in difficult times, you see who the realest people are, okay? And the sad part about that is a lot of times you don't see it till later on in life. A lot of times you drift along with somebody and you're getting along or whatever, you have your ups and downs. But then when, you know, shit hits the fan, somebody gets sick, somebody loses their job, and the narcissist decides, I'm not dealing with this, I'm not dealing with you, and they take a powder because they're not going to deal with that. They have no empathy for that. That's when you're really going to see the wickedness of the narcissist, okay? When the chips are down and they're not getting any kind of benefit or any kind of supply out of you, that's when you're going to see the true evil, wicked narcissist when they, you know, have to put themselves out or they have to sacrifice for somebody else or even sacrifice for their kids. They won't do it, okay? Because it's all about them. Selfish, selfish, selfish. They're there for the good times, and they disappear in the bad times, okay? Or they abandon people in the bad times. So they are horrible if you ever had to rely on them when you're going through something. So watch these patterns of behavior, and you could even test them by, you know, giving them a scenario of things not being good and see what kind of reaction you get out of them. It'll give you just a little tidbit to see, you know, how they would react when you tell them something like, oh, I can't see you, I'm sick, or something like that. Do they say, oh, I'm sorry, and then you don't hear from them for 2 weeks? Or do they say, I'm sorry, you know, can I come by and drop off some soup, or can I call you later? They show you periods of empathy, okay? What is their pattern of behavior in bad times, okay? And even in good times, you got to look at their pattern of behavior, all right? Do they have your back when you're out with other people? When somebody's criticizing you in a crowd or something, do they just stand there and ignore it? Or do they laugh along, or do they have your back? What is their pattern of behavior? Can you rely on this person? Okay? That's the biggest thing that tells you somebody's character, is whether you can rely on them. And narcissists, they talk a good game and say you can rely on them, but then they don't follow through. Again, what are we talking about? When we talk about narcissists and patterns, their inconsistency, okay? They're telling you everything you want to hear. They show you kindness and love when they're with you, but then they disappear, okay? Anytime they disappear here or there, that is a red flag. You're dealing with a shady narcissist. Even if they're the most loving person, when you see them, when they're not with you, how are they? Are they disappearing or are they there for you? Okay. And how they treated their other relationships is going to tell you again how they will treat you. So watch their pattern of behavior and watch their pattern of behavior of how they live. What are they doing with themselves? Are they going to work every day? Are they reliable or are they looking to you as a come up? Okay? They have nothing going for themselves because they feel entitled that they're going to live off somebody. Okay? And that's why they're being so nice to you. So what is their pattern of behavior? Was their pattern of behavior always living in their ex's house? That's their pattern because they don't want to go out and work for their own. So their pattern is, you know, to love bomb so they can get in somebody's house and live off them. Or they love bomb. They're always bringing up businesses. They did it with their exes and now they're doing it with you. Or they love bomb for sex. So, you know, look at their prior history. Their prior history of behavior will be their future habits of behavior. And even with the new supply, till they get bored with the new supply, and then it'll be somebody else, okay? So watch the behavior. Don't take what comes out of their mouth as, you know, the truth. Only, you know, consistency over a period of time. People tell me all the time when they leave a toxic relationship, oh, I'll never be able to trust again. And I tell them there are good people out there that are going through what you're going through. Trust is earned over a period of time. I don't care how good somebody is, the first 3 to 6 months, you've got to see them at least a year, at least a year. And even a year, you don't know somebody, okay? But what is their pattern of behavior over that year? How they've talked to you? Have they treated you? Have they seen you? Have you caught them in lies? If you catch them in a lie, that's 1 of 100 lies behind it, okay? So understand that. That's not the only lie. That's just one that you know about. So that is a red flag that you need to step back from this person. And depending on what the lie is, whether you need to sever that relationship or not get in deep. All right. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my 2 books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.